schedule release. Clemson wins in softball against Notre Dame, takes on Virginia Tech today. Rich Strike takes out his chances at the Triple Crown, and Reed Mikeska decommits from Clemson. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, May the 13th, 2022. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. I just realized it's Friday the 13th. Didn't know that. Just found that out, or just realized that, I guess, and found that out as well. Josh Williams, 725. Got a lot to talk about today. Talk some horse racing with him, and also talk some ACC football scheduling, among other things, today. 7:45. Jinx Patrick joins us to talk a little outdoor hunting and fishing with our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, getting ready for the weekend there. A lot to do today. Clemson heads up to Charlottesville, Virginia. I can just go ahead and tell you it's going to be one of those typical May days, May weekends. 70% chance of some rain up there in Charlottesville today, 54% chance tomorrow, 52% chance on Sunday. So temperatures are good, 73, 76, 86, but got to watch rain up there in Charlottesville this weekend. Maybe a little slight chance here this weekend as well, so we'll keep an eye on weather. Weather was not a factor in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania yesterday. The Clemson women's softball team got down 2-0 early, but came back, knotted up in the second, had a big 3-run fifth and a 2-run seventh, and Clemson beats Notre Dame. Tigers improved to 38-14. Clemson gets the 7-3 win. Thompson goes all seven innings, allows to 6 hits, just 2 earned runs, and Cagle did it at the plate once again. She goes 2-for-3 with a run scored, and Clemson does a terrific job. She hits her 12th home run of the season, and Clemson gets that win. Now they'll face top-seeded and national top-5 Virginia Tech today at 1 o'clock. That's in Pittsburgh, and that is on the ACC network. So hopefully Clemson can continue to play well there and get into the ACC championship game once again. We had college baseball last night. Really good win for Tennessee again. Boy, Tennessee's just on fire. Top-ranked Volunteers beat Georgia 5-2. That was the only of the big games, only the nationally ranked games last night. Again, college baseball kicking back up. RPI-wise, Clemson enters the weekend at number 25. So it's a great news there. Virginia, they'll be facing Virginia, who is currently, I think I'm right by saying this. I looked it up last night to make sure I'm right by saying it. The Cavaliers are number 15 in the RPI. So we'll talk a little RPI coming up for you, baseball, later on. Major League Baseball last night, Astros continuation game. They sweep the Twins, beat them 11-3 in the first game, and then 5-0 second game to take over the lead in the National League West. A's over the Tigers 5-3. Mets beat the Nationals 4-1. The Orioles in a bird fight beat the Cardinals 5-2. Reds shut out the Pirates 4-0. Rangers crowned the Royals 3-1. The Yankees pounded the White Sox 15-7, and the Phillies jumped the Dodgers 9-7. We have Major League Baseball this weekend. The Braves are needing to get a little jump start here, a little bit for you Braves fans. I know Mike is one of those, but they host the Padres coming up this weekend. PGA Tour is in the state of Texas. They're at the Byron Nelson Classic in McKinney, Texas. And boy, Sebastian Munoz must love it there. He had a bogey yesterday, but had a bunch of two eagles and a bunch of birdies. He shot 60. And, man, what a costly bogey. Could have shot 59 if he didn't bogey something on the front. So he has a four-shot lead going to the second round. I'll tell you where the local players are maybe a little bit later on as far as that goes. NFL announced their draft. I mean, announced their schedule last night. And that's a big exciting thing for NFL fans. Not as much for me, but I know a lot of you like that. We'll talk maybe some NFL scheduling stuff that came out of last night. The NASCAR heads to Kansas this weekend. The sad news in horse racing, Rich Strike is not going to run in the Preakness. And man, that breaks my heart because I was all excited about Rich Strike, all excited about the Preakness, and now I won't even watch it. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, especially with Josh Williams. You have A&M has canceled a midweek game with Incarnate Word. And the coach, you got to give him credit. I don't like what they did, but you got to give credit for being honest about it. He said it's because of RPI. They would hurt our RPI too much. So they canceled the game in the middle of the season. Never seen that before, but interesting news there. And then you get the not good news for Clemson football, but their tight end commitment, Reed McKeska, has decommitted. He's going to Clemson has the deal where they don't allow their commitments to take other visits. He wants to visit Oklahoma this weekend, so he announced his decommitment yesterday and will head to Norman, Oklahoma there. And now you got to think for all intents and purposes, the Tigers will move on at tight end. And next name on the list, Jelani Thurman, a big receiving tight end from down in the state of Georgia. So that's really next on the list there. Well, hey, we have three Game 7s this weekend in the NHL. I always talk about Game 7s and how that's really one of the best things going in sports. So watch a little bit of that as far as the NHL is concerned. And besides that, not a great weekend. So maybe hockey takes forefront this weekend before next weekend's PGA Championship. A lot to do here on a Friday. The producer for us on Fridays, Mike Vaughn, joins us. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing good. It's great to be back in the producer seat this morning. I've got my solid orange Friday
on. I see that over there.
Man, good I'm ready you. For some Clemson baseball this weekend. This is a big weekend for the Tigers.
Yes, no doubt about that. Hard to believe the baseball season has dwindled down to what it is at this point in time. But this is a big RPI. Tigers are 25th in the most recent RPI. Now, Virginia's 15th. This is a chance because you have Coastal at 47 down in Conway on Tuesday. And then Boston College at 96. Now, we're not going to do like A&M and cancel a game because of RPI. We're going to go ahead and play Boston College. But Clemson needs that with Boston College because the Tigers are in currently in the ACC tournament. But boy, it'd be nice. I'm not sure they're going to get all three in this weekend with the rain.
Hey, I'd love two out of three. I think that would be awesome.
Well, I hate to say it. Just give me one in this Sweet Boston College, maybe. I think between the six ACC games.
Yeah.
I think four and two gets you in for sure. Three and three might.
Yeah.
But, boy, that'd be a big ninth-ranked Virginia, or ninth in the RPI Virginia this weekend. So 6 o'clock tonight, 4 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. But now that's scheduled. Because Mother Nature is going to play havoc with us, or try to play havoc with us this weekend. This time last week, you were struggling with allergies.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm probably 90%. Still got a little sniffle here or there, but got back on the allergy medication, and we're doing good. So
awesome. Yeah. Big weekend plans.
Going to be doing some soccer tonight over in Greenville with the Triumph. They're home tonight, so that'll be exciting. Tomorrow, I get to head back over to the studio here and spend a little time learning about some Clemson baseball production, so I'm excited about
that. How about that?
And Sunday, I might take a day off finally on Sunday, Mickey. It's been a fun couple of weeks here, so yeah. I might need a little rest on Sunday, spend some time with the family.
Good, man, good. Glad to hear that. Well, I spent time with the family yesterday.
Good.
At the dentist office.
Uh-oh.
So my three-year-old, I went, I had my cleaning and my did my x-rays that I do every few years and did the cleaning and all that. My wife did hers as well, but my three-year-old went for the first time. He did awesome. So that was a lot of fun. Good to see. We're friends with our dentist and everything went great there. So that was one of those. So, and then we have a wedding this weekend. And, so he's going to that. It'll be his first wedding. You know, when you're three, you get a lot of firsts in there. And, he was actually excited about the dentist, which I don't know when he'll learn. That's not an exciting thing, but that's pretty cool. He got excited about that. And then we got his very first wedding this weekend. So awesome. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to, again, the baseball stuff, but maybe a little bit of golf, maybe try to play a little bit. Whether I think it's going to cooperate with that, but should be cool. I'm going to talk. Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick had a quote a few weeks ago, and he kind of reiterated that at the ACC meetings this week, and talking about how there's two conferences that are going to kind of shape college football in the next 10 to 15 years. The Big Ten is going to sign or has signed a $1.1 billion TV agreement. And so he's talking about the SEC, the difference in the SEC money and the ACC money. And he talks about how these two conferences are, will be battling down the stretch. There's a couple different ways this thing could go. I'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. You have segment two coming up. Got anything planned for so far for segment two?
You know, believe it or not, Mickey, last week I talked about women's athletics. I'm going to stick with that theme this week.
I love it.
It seems crazy for Mike Vaughn to be talking about women's athletics, but we're going to do it.
Good. I like that. We had a crazy show last week. Didn't get a chance to hear from him because we got those eight guests, but that was fun. Get ready because we'll do it again on, I think it's the Friday before Father's Day, and that is June. We'll do it June the 17th.
Plus, we got a Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Inductees coming up.
Yeah, we got all those guys
coming. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun with a great Hall of Fame class, a big Hall of Fame class. So that's going to be, we do that the last hour of the show. Spend an hour with those folks, the 11 inductees in the Clemson Hall of Fame. That should be really good. So I'm looking forward to segment two. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am looking forward to, I will stop by Elkmont this weekend at some point in time and check out the latest, what they have there. And when I say latest, I still haven't seen the Viore stuff. I can't wait to see that. I wore an Elkmont shirt here this week with the Elkmont brand. I like all that. My wife, I know yesterday wore, some jewelry that I got her from Elkmont. I'm just thinking about like almost every day. I wore my own running shoes yesterday from Elkmont. So it's almost every single day that we get something from them. I'm thinking of stuff like, I look around the house, like what we have big sun hats. You know, the big bucket hats that we both wear from Elkmont, and those are the ones with not the floppy bill. So you get the firm bill on those. That's pretty cool. But all the great stuff. She has Birkenstocks that we've recently gotten from there. We have, all, you know, Ray-Bans and Costas. We have the, you know, the Patagonia stuff. We love it, for men's stuff, for now what we haven't got yet. We don't have a kayak yet. That's kind of on the list. We don't have a paddleboard yet. That's kind of on the list. The camping stuff. I asked my wife yesterday, do you want a hammock for the backyard? So we do that. We'll go to Elkmont and get us a hammock. The point is that, man, what a variety. What a great place to stop by and see. So it's always fun to check in and see the great folks at both locations. 153 across from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville and 93 and 123 here in Clemson. Go by and see my friends over at Elkmont. It's a busy Friday show. We'll take our first break. Much more on the other side, including segment two with Mike Vaughn right after this.
Created for adults 55 and older who seek to get the most out of life, Everlawn Clemson offers beautiful aesthetics and premium amenities without the upkeep. Enjoy five-star cuisine, concierge, and housekeeping services. Entertain family and friends, or take advantage of nearby shopping, restaurants, and entertainment. They take care of the details, so you're free to do your finest living. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour. 864-760-8968 and online at everlawnliving.com.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ Signature Stack Burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
It's bow time. Grumbling tummies hitting your position? Drop a big bow box on them. Help support Folds of Honor and grab a limited edition camo big bow box with 8 pieces of chicken plus biscuits, fixings, and tea only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Ever think about what's hiding behind those air vents in your home? The pros at Zero Res Air Duct Cleaning will help you achieve insanely clean indoor air quality. Right now, mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get $30 off your next air duct cleaning plus 50% off filters and purifiers. Schedule with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/rate for more information.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Hey Clemson fans, want to join a team that's making a difference in people's lives? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies that help treat orthopedic injuries around the world and right here in your community. From professional athletes to weekend warriors, they care about helping people get back in the game. If you're looking to make a difference and learn new skills, including machining, logistics, or assembly, check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required. Together, we're making people better.
Would you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Whether it's for the car you drive daily or the boat that's reserved for the weekends, an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union is a smart and affordable way to pay. Founders features flexible terms, low rates, fast, friendly service, and 24-hour account access with Founders Online and the Founders app. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at fcu.com/auto. That's foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Mike, switch it up a little bit for us there. I like it, buddy. I like it. Hey, let me tell you about Max Life Change. Speaking of switching it up, Max Life Change is a chance for you to get your life back. They ask for 6 months. Ask for 10 minutes if they can sign you up. They'll get 6 months, and they'll reduce your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, lower your blood pressure, cholesterol, or decrease your dependency on your current medications, or regain your energy levels. I should say and or on all these. improve certain types of sleep apnea and issues that come up with that. You're going to lose weight in the process. You're going to develop some confidence out of it. Max Life Change is a team approach. The entire team of nutritionists and dietitians and personal trainers and health coaches are there to encourage you, to hold you accountable, to really make sure that there's no way you're going to fail. They're not going to let you fail. We're going to get you right back and get your life back for you. There's all kinds of testimonies you can see on their website of how it has affected people and what it's done for people. So find out if you qualify for Max Life Change, details of the program, the first steps in getting started. Do that by calling 364-1334, 364-1334, or maxlifechange.com. Segment two with Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, it's great to be with you this morning. I mentioned we're going to take another trip into some women's athletics here. Tough day for women's golf at Clemson yesterday. They were doing so well earlier in the regional tournament at Stillwater, Oklahoma, but finished their season yesterday as they end up coming in seventh in that regional. And over the season, Clemson had four top five tournament finishes, one second, and then they had the big win at the Notre Dame Clover Cup back in March. But unfortunately, don't get to advance into the Nationals there. Savannah Grewal was the top Tiger. She finished tied for 10th. So congratulations to them on a big season. Wish we would have seen them moving forward. Also, another story there in the individual category, Anna Morgan from right down the road at Furman. She advanced into the individual. Only two advance into the individual from each region, unless their schools move into it, of course. Also, you already touched on this. Clemson softball had the big win last night. The Tigers beat Notre Dame 7-3 as the fifth seed. Solo home runs. You love to see this. Aaliyah Logaleo, Cami Pereira, and Valerie Cagle all had big solo home run shots. Millie Thompson with the complete game. She improves to 13-3 on the season and allowed six hits last night. So that's some good momentum as the Lady Tigers move today to play Virginia Tech. Of course, this ACC tournament happening up in Pittsburgh. So they will play Virginia Tech in the semifinals today at 1 p.m. But those aren't the only ladies in the upstate, Mickey, making some headlines just down the road in Anderson. The Anderson Trojans, their softball team, they are hosting the Southeast Regional. They've got four teams. In addition to Anderson, you've got Francis Marion, King College from Tennessee, and Lincoln Memorial. Yesterday, the Trojans put it on Francis Marion with a big 8-0 win, eight runs on eight hits. Lakin Maxwell throws the complete game for the Trojans, allowed only one hit, had six strikeouts. So they will continue today. They play, I believe, Lincoln Memorial at 10 a.m. So if you want to see some, wish we could see the Tigers playing, but they're up in Pittsburgh. If you want to see some great softball action, head down to Anderson today as the Trojans host Lincoln Memorial at 10 a.m. Also, other Anderson Trojans making the headlines in the national tournament for D2. The ladies are in the golf nationals. This is at Chattahoochee Club, golf club in Gainesville, Georgia. Anderson finished second in the first 3 days of this tournament. Now they move to a match play for the remainder of the national tournament. Dallas Baptist University finished first. They were plus 20. Anderson at second, plus 30. And another school, up 85, Limestone, they finished third at plus 34. The top Trojan for the first three rounds there, Jessica Rathbone, she finished the individual side of the tournament plus one. She's a sophomore from Virginia. So the top eight teams there advance on to the match play. And so we'll be pulling for the Trojans along with the Tigers as they continue to work their way through these tournaments. And so some exciting news for some women athletes from the upstate.
And on that softball deal, the ACC kind of got what it wanted because there were five teams right in the top 20. Notre Dame 20th in the latest poll, Clemson 16th, Duke at 10th, Florida State at 3, and Virginia Tech at 2. And all four of those, Clemson beat Notre Dame, but the four highest ranked teams are in the semifinals. So you've got today Clemson and Virginia Tech. So that's 16th ranked Clemson, second ranked Virginia Tech at 1 o'clock. And then at 3:30 today, you've got third ranked Florida State and 10th ranked Duke. So the ACC is obviously great in softball and should be a really cool deal there. Clemson needs to get that a chance at hosting. That probably helped them yesterday. I know it had helped them yesterday. RPIs is really, really good for them. Strength of schedule is really good for them, obviously. But I think now I was listening to some commentary or going back and reading some commentary about what some of the announcers said yesterday. But there's some good thoughts about Clemson hosting a regional. And I know that Virginia Tech and Florida State feel really good about hosting a super regional if they can't advance that far. Maybe Duke, they can win, or Clemson, if they can win it, maybe beating some of these three top 10 teams, or two of these three top 10 teams in the next couple of days. So tomorrow's championship Saturday in softball. Man, it's been a lot of fun watching those.
There's no better atmosphere than McWhorter. It's just an awesome place to be. And for them to be able to host, that would be incredible.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You had one other thought.
Yeah, I just got a little mention. You know, I'm talking about Anderson. There's a really cool event happening in Anderson coming up.
Jamie Johnson coming in the fall? I love Jamie Johnson. You know what I'm talking about? Are you a country music guy at all?
No, you got me on that right, one.
Jamie Johnson is real country music.
Now, I love some country music, but I'm not. I haven't caught on to him
all
yet.
Right. So I'm gonna have to. Let me. I tell you what. You got some. You said you got some curveballs for me over there with some music today.
Yeah.
Let me get you a little Jamie Johnson in there somewhere too.
All right.
He's coming to Anderson. I think the Thursday right before football season. So. But yet, sports-wise. But, look, by the end of the show, I'm going to turn you a little Jamie Johnson. Get you back some real country.
Hey, we'll get it set up. That's awesome. Our friend Ryan McGee, he tweeted out about a big event coming up in Anderson. This was earlier in the week. Attending Palmetto Boys State was a pivotal moment in my teenage life. 1 month from today is Dave's Run, also known as the Friends of Boys State 5K in Anderson, South Carolina. We'll be honoring three special people. Captain David Hortman, who was an elite Army chopper pilot, went to Burns High School. He passed away back in 2011 in a training accident. So this 5K honors him, along with Betty Lewis, who... if you're from the Anderson area, you know the name Betty Lewis because she was pivotal during her years here of helping those less fortunate. She helped start the Safe Harbor domestic abuse shelter, was very pivotal. And then also Tucker Hips, the Clemson family knows Tucker Hips, and Tucker was a counselor at Palmetto Boys State. And so it was kind of cool to see Ryan McGee tweeting about this. This is coming up June 11th, Mickey, a big 5K event. It'll be an evening race, a big dinner going on, and that'll be at the athletic campus at Anderson University. If folks want to find out more about that, they can search at Dave's Run SC on social media, or go to the runsignup.com page and search the Friends of Boys State 5K. So it was really cool to see Ryan McGee. You know, he's grown in popularity over the years, and see him talking about he went to high school at Traveler's Rest, the Big Devil Dogs.
I didn't know that.
He sure did. He's originally from North Carolina, but went to high school here and was a member of the Boys State community, was a counselor at Boys State. So it'll be it's cool to see him talking about something that he really enjoyed when he was in high school.
Could it be Dave's walk, too, in case someone wants to walk it rather than run it?
Absolutely. Okay. Come on and walk it with us.
You know why they're called the Devil Dogs?
No. Tell me about that.
All right. Now, I could be wrong about this, but this is a story that Chico Bolin told me many, many years. Chico Bolin is one of the greatest high school coaches in South Carolina history. And Chico's best friend in the world was my dad's uncle, Joe Small. And they coached together in basketball and football and all that over at Traveler's Rest High School. Devil Dogs is one of the names for one of the units for the Marines.
Ah.
And Chico was a great Marine, and they became the Devil Dogs over at Traveler's. I think I'm right by saying that now. Again, that's the story that was told to me at least. But there was nothing better than that friendship those two guys had. I loved Joe Small and my dad's other uncle, or among his uncles, they had a big family, was Frank Small. And Frank was the really a famous track coach down at Buford High School, but he was a football coach there as well. And every year for Christmas, Joe would bring me a Wilson Jet basketball. And every year for Christmas, Frank would bring me a football, a high school football that he had had. I think it's a Wilson one too. So, man, I love seeing those two guys and the benefits of having a bunch of coaches in your family. So that was pretty cool stuff there. So great things, man. I certainly enjoyed that for sure. When we come back, Jack Swarbrick had a very interesting comment at the ACC media, or coming out of the ACC media contingency down at the spring meetings. And he talks about the two gravitational pulls. He mentions how there is a timeline. Gene Smith at Ohio State also has a timeline. We're talking about breaking up college athletics and breaking up the NCAA and breaking up and break away by the college football player, by the Power Five teams, all this kind of stuff. I want to talk about timelines and there's two gravitational pulls and give you what Swarbrick, the Notre Dame athletic director, said about realignment and what it looks like in college football. So we're going to do that after a short break. My great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com are loaning money. These mortgage companies now know we've got rate hikes that might be coming and maybe more coming. And in the end, it was who knows what's going to happen when it's all said and done. But we're talking about getting the professional help. In a volatile financial world, in a volatile market, you need expertise on your side. Buying a home, remodeling a home, refinancing a home. We're lucky to have PrimeLendingSC.com here. There's a Prime Lending office near you. It's one of the largest banks in the country. They do a terrific job of loaning you money with that Prime Lending. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. What do a couple of bigwigs in college athletics say about the future realignment and the future of college football? We'll tell you about that after a very short break.
Upstate homeowners, if you think your house is in tip-top shape, think again. If you're afraid having a home inspection will just find problems and cost you money, think again. Wynn Home Inspection offers unbiased checkups for your entire home, from roof to crawl space. They help find the small issues so you can fix them before they become big, costly repairs. And they aren't there to sell you anything. Call Wynn Home Inspection at 864-225-9200 or visit them online at foothills.wini.com.
Hey, I'm Ariana. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Southwest Salad is when I take a bite, it's like, wow. I'm getting a punch from the roasted corn. I'm getting a kick from the spicy chicken. It's just great.
Hi, this is Tori. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Cobb Salad is the avocado lime dressing. It adds to the chicken, the bacon, and the roasted corn. It takes the salad to a whole nother level.
Order a salad for delivery on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The magic to save fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace. Magic right under your feet.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program. And it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334 online at maxlifechange.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
How long's your commute to the station?
Well, it depends on when you head over here. In the morning, it's been taking me about 35 minutes. Highway 123, if you hit it the right time, you can be there for an hour or so. So in the afternoons, it's a little bit longer, but about 35 minutes in the morning.
I ask that because you're paying attention to gas prices right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's crazy. Here's the great news for you. In the Memorial Day sales event, which is all month long. It's not Memorial Day. It's Memorial Month over at Granger Nissan. They've got some great deals going on right now. I'm looking at the Altima that you're going to get 1.9% for 36 months, $500 cash back, Nissan cash back there. The Sentra, same deal. The Kicks, same deal. Some great specials going on. The Pathfinder, how about that 1.9% and then 36 months for the Pathfinder. So that Frontier truck, you're seeing some great, great deals. Titans is the same deal there. But the other thing is they're very proud of their fuel efficiency. And so check out all those gas mileages, like everything else in their site. You can ask questions online. You can text them. Nina's waiting for you this morning on there. You can text them. You can search by payment. I think unless you're paying cash for it, the payment's kind of an important deal for you. More important than all of that, though, is their lifetime warranty. To find out how you get a warranty for the entire lifetime about every single brand new car and truck that they sell, SUV they sell over there. I want you to go to Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Got a couple of Chico Bolin texts. Got actually three people, a couple of personal lines. People talking about how love Coach Bolin and everything there. I was corrected. My friend Ken said, once a Marine, always a Marine. I said that he was a Marine, but once a Marine, always a Marine. So, right about that. But I met Chico Bolin when I was about 4 or 5 years old, about 50 years ago, and one of my favorite people on earth. And I was so fortunate to be able to play some golf with him and share stories and hear stories over there. So really cool. Also, Jay and Pickens went up saw Jamie Johnson in concert. I'm going to turn into a Jamie Johnson fan and all today. So where's your music taste? Just listening to you got a little southern, little classic rock in there so far.
Hey,
that's your guy. Is that your deal?
Yeah, I've been taking it back old school today. But okay. Hey, we're gonna get Jamie worked in here. I'm working.
Are you a country music fan at all?
I do. I love some old school country music. And hey, one of my favorites now is Connor Sweeney. I mean,
never heard of him.
Oh, Clemson graduate. We might give you a little Connor Sweeney at the 8 o'clock break.
I like it.
There. So
I like it. All right, so in the next couple of seconds, I want to get into this. As it is not a secret that college athletics is in a turbulent times, maybe the most uncertainty that I've ever seen in college athletics. And David Hale, who does a terrific job for ESPN, tweeted out a thread yesterday, and bear with me, it's a couple of minutes here, but it has some very interesting quotes coming out of it. And it started out by saying that this week's ACC spring meetings cover some hot topics, from NIL to tampering enforcement to new scheduling plans, but with a Big Ten deal valued at more than $1.1 billion coming soon, it felt like a bit of arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So David goes on to say that it was Pat Forty who talked with Jack Swarbrick a few weeks back. The Notre Dame AD speculated that there's seismic changes coming. Swarbrick's first quote was, "We're going to have these two conferences that have distanced themselves from everyone else financially. That's where I see it starting to break down." He spoke again. Now, that was a few weeks ago. A few weeks back, talking to Pat Forty. Well, Swarbrick was interviewed here yesterday or day before, maybe, yeah, yesterday or day before yesterday. Anyway, and he reiterated those concerns. Here's the Notre Dame athletic director's most recent quotes about it. Quote, we're getting to a two solar system model here. You've got two suns. S-U-N-S, by the way, the two suns that have gravitational pull, the Big Ten and the SEC. People are going to have to figure out how they align with one or the other. Schwarber didn't make any guarantees. He said, quote, possible but not inevitable. He said that these is creating lines of demarcation in men's basketball and football investment and success and philosophy and culture and finances. So you can see those on display just in the ACC. Dan Radakovich endorsed what Swarbrick's prediction was, saying, quote, the idea of having these like-minded schools pull together and do something different. I know Jack talked about it being inevitable. I don't know that I disagree with that. It's just what the timeline is. And so David Hale goes on to say, so what is the timeline? He said, several folks I talked to think a break is coming from the NCAA and it's coming soon. Because maybe within the next 6 to 12 months. Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, suggestion about allowing the college football playoff to govern is a big part of that discussion. But what about something more seismic like super conferences? Jim Phillips, the commissioner of the ACC, said the time was now to investigate the new arrangements for football, but tried to tamp down concerns about super conference change, saying, quote, I don't see that happening right now over the next 5 to 10 years. I just don't, unquote. Hale says that the trump card for Phillips is the ACC's grant of rights, which runs to 2036 and would prevent any departing schools from keeping their media rights in the new league. It's been a shield for the league in the wake of last year's Oklahoma-Texas moves, but it won't be. It won't always be. Hale says that each year that passes, the relative cost of the grant of rights goes down, while the relative revenue compared to losses with the SEC and the Big Ten goes up. Given the state of NIL and pay-for-play, the football-focused schools like Miami, Clemson, and Florida State, that's potentially existing concern or existential concern in the long term. He said, well, changing the scheduling and creating more television inventory help, Radakovich said that's doubtful. Will a full full TV distribution for the ACC network help? Short term, a little, Phillips said. But it's pennies given to what the Big Ten and the SEC are about to get with their new deals. So Hale finishes up by saying, So how would Clemson or Miami or Florida State compete with the SEC in a world where they get close to $500 million less in TV dollars over a decade? There are some things in the ACC that can do as far as stemming the tide, additional sponsorship funding, perhaps unequal revenue distribution. That means that the better school, the bigger schools make more money than the smaller schools. But those are temporary solutions. He said it comes back to those gravitational pulls that Swarbrick discussed. Without a fundamental change, that gravity eventually swallows up everything. Finding some alternative to prevent two powers inevitability is the only real challenge that matters to the ACC, the Pac-12, or the Big Ten long term. I answered back that the key is who makes those changes. All right, so let's talk two things here. Number one is the timing of what's going to happen. And Hale mentions it that it could be in the next 6 to 12 months. Now, the grant of rights is big through 2036 for the ACC, but those grant of rights companies that started those or made those out were ABC, ESPN, those partners who might be benefiting by those schools getting out of those grant of rights. So you could see some negotiations from those anyway, right? If you're ABC, ESPN, and you could project these more revenue by Florida State, Miami, or Clemson leaving and going to another conference, then you wouldn't care about the grant of rights on the ACC end of it. You're looking at the big picture. It would be a net gain for you if you could let them out of that and let them go that way. So when is important? Somewhere between the next 6 months and 2036 is what they've narrowed it down to. All right? So that's one thing. But I think as important is that what is the strategy going to be from those two gravitational pulls? I don't know anything about black holes and gravitational pulls, but these two suns that we'll be pulling, and maybe in opposite directions. I think there's two major keys here. If we're talking about blowing it all up and doing what's best for college football, then certainly the other three commissioners aren't going to lead that charge. Why would the commissioners of the Pac-12, Big 12, and ACC voluntarily give up their conferences and give up their jobs? They're making millions of dollars. Why would you say, yeah, you know what? I don't want to make this anymore. Let's blow this league up. So who does it and who leads it? And I mentioned to David Hale on a tweet yesterday back, look, Bill Hancock was the genius. Bill Hancock forever preached to us, oh, man, BCS. We don't need a playoff. BCS, BCS, BCS. He was the chairman of the BCS. We make the move to the college football playoff. Bill Hancock became the chairman of the college football playoff. It's like, wait a minute, man. So now he said, oh, yeah, we got to have a playoff. Like, he changed his tune. He's like, whatever Democrats and Republicans are doing now. Like, whatever they tell you to say, then that's what you say because it benefits you, right? So anyway, so the commissioners aren't going to lead that charge to blow everything up. And if they don't, then who will? And if you don't, if the presidents have to do it, the ADs have to do it because the self-serving commissioners aren't going to cut their own throats. The other side of that, though, is what kind of war do we have between the Big 12, I mean, between the Big 10 and the SEC? And I think this might be either A, we blow it all up and we all get together and we redraw everything, or B, these two just have an all-out bidding war. With the pieces being Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Southern Cal, Oregon, maybe Washington, maybe UCLA, Stanford, Arizona. Anyway, but those are the pieces. Now, it's all got to make financial sense. But I think that one of the scenarios we could see is that the ACC, I mean, the Big Ten and the SEC will have a big testosterone bully each other around and see who can gobble up the best pieces. Wouldn't make sense to me geographically that Notre Dame goes to the Big Ten, that maybe the Pac-12 goes to the Big Ten, or some of the Pac-12 schools go to the Big Ten, and that Florida State, Clemson, Miami go to the SEC. Geographically, that makes sense. But what we all know about realignment is geography's out the window. Who cares about geography? This is fascinating to me. There's two or three scenarios. The time frame is fascinating. On the other side of it, the who. I mean, we talk about in football all the time, it's the Jimmys and Joes. Well, what Jimmys and Joes? Who's going to put this thing together, and how's it going to work? The presidents and the athletic directors will have to cut the throats of the conference commissioners and the conferences. And so forever you've been like-minded. Northwestern has been like-minded with Ohio State. And Clemson has been like-minded with Duke. Well, it's going to take some cutthroat backdoor deals that you say, you know what? Screw you, Duke. Screw you, Northwestern. We're doing what's best for us. I do know that Clemson, Florida State, and Miami are extremely concerned about the revenue deficiencies or the revenue differences, differentiations. There are differences there. So that's going to be big moving forward. I want to take some phone calls on it, take some text on it. Your best guess is there are some parameters. There are some reasons why it can't happen a certain way. But outside of a few of those, I think everything's on the table. That's what David Held has told you. When, who does it, and how they do it. So let's talk about that in the next segment. My great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, my garage floor, it looks amazing. Yours can't as well. In my garage now, I've got a blower, and I've got a lawnmower sitting over there in the corner. So the lawnmower, when it comes in, I'll drop off some spotty type things, like an oil spot. I just go over and I take a paper towel and I wipe that up. In the old days of my garage floor, I would have an oil stain right there in the corner. I don't have that anymore because of the high performance epoxy base, resin base. So now I just take a paper towel. I just simply wipe it up. How cool is that? So we don't have any spills, any automotive fluids, any lawnmowers or chainsaws or any of that kind of stuff. We just wipe that stuff up. So that's amazing. We love it. It's increased the value of our home. It's so much more affordable than you'd ever think. Let them give you 10 minutes. 10 minutes presentation. Show you their designer colors, a measure, give you an estimate, get you a date set up. In 2022, it's one of the best things you can do for your home, for your business. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158. 404-8158. When we come back, who decides when they decide and what is on the table as far as the big picture in college athletics? With Mike Vaughn, I'm Mickey Pollard. Hour number two, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance.